Mr. Renegade. You only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Into a system that ranked doctors based on cost.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KLBJ Austin.
Fire in USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. Just 1 week ago, North Korea launched that rocket against the urging of world leaders. Now the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, along with Japan, have finished working on a draft presidential statement. The document being circulated to the full 15-nation council says, quote, Security Council condemns the April 5th launch by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, which is the contravention of its Security Council Resolution number 1718. Pirates have seized a U.S.-owned tugboat in the Gulf of Aden, just north of Somalia. A Portuguese warship in the area says 10 members of the 16-man crew are Italian citizens. Crew believed to be unharmed. Meanwhile, still no resolution to that standoff with pirates who have captured the captain of a U.S.-flagged vessel. This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you've been watching the news lately, you've been hearing a lot about the obstacles in our economy. If you'll listen for just a few seconds, I'll share the opportunities that this economic downturn is offering to those with the energy, courage, and know-how to take advantage of it. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. The 3-Step Plan helps people feel better, look better, and make more money. History has shown that our product line actually grows during an economic slowdown. Our newest product category actually grew 21% during the last 12 months, while most business categories were dropping like a rock. With the 3-step plan, you can help yourself and others develop another stream of income to survive and prosper in today's uncertain business climate. Don't wait for things to get worse. Check out the 3-step plan today. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Devastating twisters in the Volunteer State.
Tennessee authorities say two people are dead after a tornado slammed the city of Murfreesboro. The bodies of a mother and her 9-year-old baby were found outside their damaged home. This man says he lost everything.
Completely gone. Everything's gone. Everything we've worked for all of our life.
I'm Dave Fusari.
President Obama expressing his best wishes to those celebrating Easter during his weekly radio address. Then turning to the economy, Obama pointed out that his recent overseas trip to meet with G20 leaders was to ensure the world's largest economies launch strong and unified action to address financial hurdles. French agency claiming American cyclist Lance Armstrong violated anti-doping rules after a training session in France. The AFLD claims that he failed to, quote, meet the obligation to remain under direct observation of the person controlling the test. For the latest news analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-393-6184. 800-393-6184.
Some relief for sections of Oklahoma and Texas that have been ravaged by wildfires. Rain showers hitting the area Saturday. Fires destroying 200 structures over a 48-hour period. In addition, there have been more than 60 fire-related injuries and at least 2 people killed. Officials say at least one of the fires in Midwest City, Oklahoma, appears to have been intentionally set. A new study says patients with severe heart failure can be bridged to eventual transplant by a new, smaller, and lighter implantable heart pump. Washington University cardiologist Gregory Ewald explains what this device is and what it can do.
The VentraSyst LVAD is what we refer to as sort of a third-generation assist device or pump that's attached to the failing heart to really support someone until they can receive a heart transplant.
Seems to be an adjustment in Arizona State University's decision not to confer an honorary degree on President Obama when he delivers the commencement address there May 13th. School causing a flap when it said it would not be giving Obama an honorary degree. University President Michael Crow has apologized for the, quote, confusion, saying the entire community has been electrified with excitement since learning he would take part in the ceremony. I'm Jason Walker, IRN USA Radio News.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
For a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We have someone who needs no introduction, hundreds of movies, international top TV shows in syndication, best-selling author. Chuck Norris is on with us from his ranch in Texas. Going to be simulcasting a national program today, trying to rediscover the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. And thousands of groups around the country will be meeting in solidarity over their concerns for our nation, is the quote here from our guest. And I have a host of questions I wanted to ask him, but last time he was on, we didn't get into his nationwide group, kickstart.com, and we didn't spend a lot of time on black belt patriotism either. So, Chuck Norris, please get into that first for us, because it's important information, and I read the book, and I just agree with everything in it.
Well, first of all, you talked about Kickstart. Kickstart's a program where I teach the martial arts in the inner city middle schools. I started this 16 years ago with the support of former President Bush, and the thing is, being a martial art teacher for 15 years before I got into the film world, I taught thousands of young kids, and I was able to help them overcome a lot of insecurities that they had, whether it's emotional, physical, or psychological insecurities. And I said, well, this is great, but what about the millions of young kids in America whose families don't have the money to bring them to a commercial school like my school? How could we reach these youngsters? And that was that's why I started Kickstart, is to implement it into the public schools as part of their PE program. And so that's what I've done. I've got 43 schools in the state of Texas, middle schools, and 150 kids in each school. So we have about 6,000 kids in the program. 60,000 kids have graduated from this program, Alex, many of them going on to college and becoming successful on their own right. And they would tell you, if they were talking to you right now, Alex, they would say, if it wasn't for this Kickstart program, they would either probably be in prison or dead today. So the thing is that's what my mission in life is to reach as many young people and help get them on the right track of life as I possibly can. And so Kickstart means building strong moral character in our youth through the martial arts.
Because isn't most of martial arts, I mean, it's a mental thing, and it's about control and being honorable, isn't it? And this teaches them something they don't get from TV.
Yeah, the thing is, it turned my life around. I was pretty much an at-risk child, you know, growing up with just a mom and all the insecurities that I had because I didn't have a male role model to help me get on the right path of life. So I grew up very insecure and very shy and very non-athletic. A lot of people kind of laugh at that, but it's true. And the martial arts really turned my whole life around. It gave me that inner strength that I needed, and then that positive strength to be able to pursue the goals that I've accomplished today. Truthfully, if it hadn't been for the martial arts, I don't know where I would be today, because I wouldn't have gotten that strength to overcome the obstacles that I had to face throughout my life.
And you condense a lot of what you've learned throughout life, health, patriotism, Bill of Rights, Constitution. You know, I published a book called Descent into Tyranny in 2002, and I ended it with the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love seeing that that's how your book ended,
mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I guess, you know, our brains think alike. That's what people need to get back to.
Oh, I tell you, that's true, Alex. You know, the thing is, that's why I put it in there. A lot of people don't know what's in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence, and they really need to shore up on what is going on. And I'd like to get back to this fair tax concept just for a moment.
Oh, sure.
Because what most people don't realize is that we have over 3 million manufacturing jobs being outsourced to other countries. And why are they being outsourced? Because the taxes are draining them, and they can't make a go of it here in America with the taxation system we have. And there's over $17 trillion being hidden in offshore accounts by the super rich, probably more now because of what's going on. But the thing is, if we had a fair tax, Alex, we get all that money could come back into our economy and give our economy a huge boost.
What type of
manufacturing jobs could come back?
What type of fair tax do you like, Chuck Norris?
A consumption tax. You know, I believe, you know, if you can afford to buy something, you buy it. If you can't afford it, you wait till you have the money
to buy it. A sales tax. A sales tax?
Consumption tax, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would be for that, sir, but I saw UN documents a decade ago. The
mm-hmm.
problem is what they're going to do is, and I do support one, they're not going to really get rid of the income tax. They're going to try to call it your Social Security tax and claim it's only 10% and then jack it up and try to run them all at the same time. I mean, I do agree that that's a constitutional tax, and the income mm-hmm. tax is a not constitutional. Can you speak to the income tax? Half a million pages, nobody can follow it. Should that be abolished?
66,298 pages, Alex. I mean, who in the world knows what's in that? Charlie Rangel doesn't know, and, you know. And I mean, Tom Geithner. I mean, look at the people that are in government today who were basically tax evaders. The government says they made mistakes, but if we do it, we're tax evaders. You know, we go to jail. But the thing is that the IRS. Well, it was only became constitutional in 1913. A lot of people don't realize this, that the IRS was unconstitutional until 1913, when the government, when the Congress made an amendment, a constitutional amendment, the 16th Amendment, to make it constitutional, and we've been going downhill ever since that time.
Well, yeah, the private Federal Reserve controls that, and I'm sure you've noticed you write your tax checks to the private mm-hmm. Federal Reserve. It's never been audited. Ron Paul's introduced a bill to audit the Federal Reserve. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the IRS is a Gestapo. You know, you're guilty until proven innocent. That's only one where you're guilty until proven innocent rather than innocent until proven guilty. And that's not fair. That's not right here in our country. And we're a country of freedom, and we need to do that. And I'm so upset. That's why I'm such a supporter of Glenn Beck. I really consider him, like you, Alex, I really consider you a crusader, and I consider Glenn Beck a crusader of what we need to do, because the whole thing is we're going to lose our Constitution. Patrick Henry said the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives. And I believe that's what's happening to us today.
Yeah, it's meant to bind down the out-of-control behavior of dominant men. I've got a list of just quick questions here that I want to mm-hmm. make sure I get out while we have Chuck Norris live with us. I mean, Ron Paul is such a champion of liberty.
I have a saying. I don't know if I told you. Anyway, you know all these Chuck Norris facts that are floating around for the last 3 years. Anyway, one of them is that America's not a democracy. It's a Chucktatorship. And I said, now, if that was true, I would go to Washington, to Congress. I'd line up all the members of Congress, and I'd have Ron Paul, who I believe is the most honest member of Congress, and I'd say, Ron, point out the honest and the dishonest politicians. And as we're walking down the row, Ron would say, well, he's honest, He's dishonest. And I walk up to him, and I'd say, you're fired. And if he didn't move immediately, I'd choke him unconscious and drag him over to the pile. The only ones I wouldn't do that to is the women. Nancy Pelosi, I'd walk up and say, Nancy, you're fired, but you have all the time in the world to leave.
Chuck Norris, just amazing to have you on air with us. Well, you know, not talking about secession, but the states created the first 13, and we have the right to revolt, Article 10 in the New Hampshire and Texas, mm-hmm. you know, treated in.
Are a republic. Texas is a republic, so.
Exactly. We created the federal government. The states did, and the media spun this as secession. These 30-plus states are moving to redeclare 9th and 10th Amendment with all these unfunded mandates and federal control. What do you say to that?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm not really, I'm not up on that, Alex, so I can't really give an honest.
But I mean, states declaring their sovereignty, not seceding, just saying, we're not going to let the federal government boss us around.
Oh, is that, I hope they do that. The thing is that's what the states have got to do. They've got to get control back of their people of that particular state. And if that's what they're saying, I'm totally in support of all that. We got to pull the power away from government. And, you know, cause the thing is, you know, John Adams, our second president, stated that our Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people. And I really believe that, Alex, and it's wholly inadequate for the government of any other. And the thing is, if we don't just maintain our faith and our moral values, then the Constitution is going to wind up dissolving.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Chuck Norris, I know you're a very focused, centered, gentlemanly person, but laying it out, reading your article on WorldNet Daily and others, and listening to you on other radio shows and things you've said, you're talking about, will the American people stand up or will there be a revolution? If this is an information revolution that's happening, but I have the government documents. I have the secret state police reports that the feds give them where they say Bob Barr, Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, libertarians, people with these stickers are dangerous. They're bad. They want to kill.
Who said that?
This is what the feds, this just went out this month, so clearly it's coming from the Obama people. It's up on Infowars.com. I've talked to the state police. They admit this was given to them by the feds to issue to their state police officers, saying people that own gold are bad. It's up on screen right now. It's the it's called the modern militia movement, but then it demonizes mainline libertarians and everybody and says, watch out for them. They're dangerous. I mean, It seems like people in the federal government right now realize the threat to them is people that are talking like you, Chuck Norris.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is a lot of my friends are libertarians, and I've even considered it at times, you know, because, you know, the Republicans are getting so far out there, too. I mean, 40% of the Republicans voted for the stupid stimulus package, you know, and that really frustrated me. The thing is, there's the corruption. There's the greed right there, Alex. And
well, that was my next question. This is perfect. You keep bringing up the same points I was about to get to. Joe, I mean, look, I cut my teeth as a conservative. I'm pro-Second Amendment. I'm a, you know, constitutionalist, paleo-conservative, the real deal. Yeah. Bush tripled the size of government with the Democrats. Obama is set to quadruple it in the first 4 years and saying he's going to cut the budget in half, insulting people with lies. And you talk about this not being left or right. I mean, how do we get the corruption out of both parties?
Voting them out. You know, thing is that's what we have to figure out. That's what we as the people have to figure out. And we have to put the fire on them saying, look, if you don't vote the way that we feel you should vote as the people, then you're going to be out. We wind up impeaching every member of Congress who is not working for the people and just working for themselves. We wind up impeaching them. If there's a legal way we can do that, I don't know.
There is
a legal way of doing that. I think that's what we should do is make them realize that we're going to impeach them if they don't start thinking of the best interests of the people.
Chuck, you can't see this because you're not watching PrisonPlanet.tv right now, but for viewers, I have the federally written report, secret report, law enforcement sensitive for the state of Missouri, and we have these from all over the country. Mm-hmm. And it says Constitutional Party Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul, Bob Barr. These members are usually supporters of, and it goes on demonizing. They have a picture of the Don't Tread on Me flag. They said if somebody's wearing a shirt or has a bumper sticker, they're dangerous. But that's what Glenn Beck's using for the very symbol of what you guys are launching. This is what our founding fathers did. Our founding fathers aren't bad.
No, not at all. I really respect Ron Paul. I admire him. I admire his dedication, and I admire his staunchness on the Constitution. You know that it's a solid formula, and that we cannot deviate from. And so that's why I'm a big supporter of Ron Paul. And we just got to, you know, it's so frustrating. I don't know. Thing is, I don't know what to do personally. All I can do is write articles about it and state how I feel about it. And it's up to the people. The people are the ones going to make the difference, not Chuck Norris. yeah. not Alex Jones. It's going to be the people as a whole that's going to make the difference in our country.
I agree.
All we can do is say to them, here's the way, you know, we believe it should go. And either they accept it or they don't accept it. And the direction of our country will depend on that. We've got some dark times coming if we don't start making some changes.
Well, exactly.
Dark times in our country.
Well, in closing, Chuck Norris, that's what's happening, and you recognize it. Everybody's waking up on the left and right. Tyranny is here. I'm sure you've heard they want to use 20,000 regular army troops to patrol America. They're putting army liaisons in every major department. Obama's setting up youth brigades, a million-person group, and they've now launched it that will go door-to-door canvassing for him with federal funding. If it comes down to gun confiscation, which they're now proposing because of what's happening with the collapse of Mexico, they're blaming it on America. Do we just say no to gun confiscation? Do we turn them in and go to the FEMA camps?
Well, the thing is, they're not getting my guns. The thing is that I don't think they want to come to Texas and try that.
I agree.
They come to Texas and try to confiscate our guns, they're going to be in a world of hurt.
Well, the Declaration of Independence says it's our right and duty if
Absolutely.
The government becomes destructive of our form of government to remove it. So that's what I'm saying. The government, the criminal elements of it are gearing up to, and nobody's been a bigger supporter of the military police than you, and the police are upset. They're telling me they don't like what's happening. Like you said, the troops don't like what's happening. I think Obama and the globalists need to back off.
They will. When it gets right down to the grassroots, they're cowards. And they're not going to do anything that was going to turn the people against them. And so the thing is that we the people have got to stay strong. We got to stand up, stay strong, and say this is the way we want you to regulate our country. And if you don't do it, we will get you out of office. We'll impeach you or whatever it takes for us to get you out of office. And you're going to start representing us as a people, or you're not going to be around. You're going to be unemployed.
Chuck
but
Norris.
I tell you what irritates me with this government, Congress has voted in for themselves. They serve one term, Alex, and they get 80% of their pay for the rest of their lives.
Oh, I know. It's like.
And then plus their pension and welfare and benefits, all that, they get 100% for the rest of their life. It's totally unfair.
And they want more and more.
And they still get more and more. Fannie Mae, gave contributions to Chris Dodd. And I mean, the money they're raking in from the companies that have bellied up and the government is pouring billions upon billions of dollars into these companies, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Freddie Mac's wanting more money now, and AIG, and it's just, they're going to bankrupt us. They're
Chuck Norris.
Spend all of our money, and we're going to wind up becoming the United States of Asia or something, because China owns $2 million of our debt.
Chuck, that's what I wanted to say to you. The New World Order, globalism, the foreign banks that are taking over our country right now. I mean, on air, I mean, you know there's a New World Order. You said you've heard my show for years. Now that they're openly announcing world government that the banks are going to run. Are you against that?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. The thing is that what is China going to want? Hillary Clinton was over there trying to talk them into buying more of our debt. What are we going to give them for collateral?
Our land.
Are we going to give up our country as collateral for the debt that they've taken over from us? I mean, they could wind up taking over a big portion of our country.
Well, that's what's being announced.
We've got to stop this. We've got to stop this, Alex. People don't realize just how serious this is right now.
The book.
And if they don't realize, if they don't come and realize just how serious things are right now, we're going to wind up losing everything that we've got. Everything that America stood for is going to be gone.
And there was one last question I forgot to ask, and I'll throw it out, and then you can go. And we really appreciate your time, sir.
Oh, you bet, Alex.
You bet. Ron Paul said here, culprits of financial collapse should be arrested, the state grand juries, that they have committed crimes, not just Madoff and others. Do you support state investigations if the feds won't do it to go after these corrupt brokerage and bank heads that are doing all this criminal activity and shipping the money overseas?
I think these should spend life in prison. I think every one of them is a criminal, and they should all face prison time for the horrible mess they've put our country into. And for them to receive these payout benefits is just horrible. And I really do. I really believe that they should all go to prison, Madoff all the way down to all of them. And Stanford especially, too. He's from Texas, so he should definitely go to prison. But they should all be incarcerated and for what they have done to our country.
All right, Chuck Norris, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us.
exotic phonograph rattle with gas to give you room to breathe.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
You're listening to GCN. GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
We're joined for the next 20 minutes by Congressman Ron Paul, who's up there on the Hill today, a very busy man. And everything he talked about for 30 years is unfortunately unfolding, so his credibility is at the gold standard right now, as the mainstream is forced to check into the facts he's been laying out. I wanted to talk to him about the deepening depressionary system we're going into, what the private Federal Reserve is up to and his bill to abolish it, how we can support that. Congressman, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. Good to be with you.
Every few weeks they come before the banking committee and you bring up the fact that what they're doing is destroying us. What do we need to do to bring the private Federal Reserve under control?
Well, it has to be an uprising by the people. There have to be has to be enough people who will demand that their congressmen respond, and that is building. You know, a year ago or two, nobody in Washington even thought about the Federal Reserve. Today, there's a lot more thinking going on and a lot more support for our position, so it is growing. And yet, we're not on the verge of changing it. I have the bill to get rid of the Federal Reserve. That's the major step and the ultimate step, and they'll probably self-destruct before we actually pass legislation. But the bill that is more important in the short run is the auditing bill, the 1207 bill, because that means they have to start answering our questions. Today they're protected. They're in total secrecy and they're protected by the law. If 1207 is passed, we have an audit and they have to answer the questions. And I figure if we ever get that far and get the exposure and get the transparency that we need, then people will wake up and realize, why do we have them at all?
Senator Sanders grilled them, as you know, last week, saying that he's supporting 1207 or a version in the Senate because Bernanke, private Fed chief, just said, I'm not going to tell you where the money went, buddy. I mean, that's amazing to see our elected Congress, the most powerful branch of government, according to the founders, being told, kiss off.
Right. And I know Sanders real well. He was on the banking committee with me before he went into the Senate, and I called him after that. And I believe he has now introduced my version of the transparency bill, and he and I've introduced his version. So both bills exist. Mine's a little bit more conclusive, and it removes the total authority for them to not answer questions. His is specifically designed to answer certain questions and reveal where the $1 trillion went. They're very similar, but somewhat different in nature. So we both support each other's bill, and they've been introduced in both chambers.
Well, public support for this and the Congress itself, the majority are saying they're angry to not know where the money is, and Bloomberg sued to find out and has been told no on their foyer. I mean, if this gets media attention, I can see no way that Congress wouldn't vote for a proper audit of the private Federal Reserve.
No, they're going to if we can get it that far. And, you know, it's a good issue. So, like so many of our issues, we bring different factions together, liberal and conservatives, under the Constitution. Because if you're a good, honest liberal, like Bernie Sanders, he's an honest person, but he's very, very liberal and calls himself a socialist. But he agrees on the transparency issues. So this whole idea that we expose them should bring populists, libertarians, constitutionals, liberals, socialists all together and say, you know, if we can't do this, what's left of representative government? There's nothing left. So it's a good unifier. I think it's a great issue.
Bloomberg reports $9.7 trillion has disappeared in one form or another just out of the U.S., another $10 trillion globally. And now Larry Summers is saying they want more money, they want more unlimited cash.
That's what they're doing. They keep coming back. You know, and what's the argument you hear up here? You hear this argument, which I know there's some disagreement even in our circles, this whole idea of earmarks. They're dealing with these 1% of earmarks. If you vote against them all, you don't cut one penny of spending. And they're talking about that endlessly. They're holding up the bill in the Congress over this so-called issue. At the same time, this number that you mentioned, the $9.7 trillion, we need to earmark every penny.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking about the need to monitor everything that we do and the transparency. And too often people concentrate on a non-issue, which is 1% of the budget called earmarks. Even if you eliminated them, it wouldn't eliminate one penny. The real earmarks need to be done, you know, like, say, TARP funds. We gave the Treasury $350 billion and then another $350, and there are no instructions, no earmarks. The Congress needs to have more responsibility, more earmarks. Of course, all the spending should be voted down, but when they do spend, we ought to know where it's going. But the biggest, the largest amount, of course, is the Federal Reserve. They're totally on off budget. They're like a government unto itself. They can create trillions. It's probably $8 or $9, $10 trillion that they've been involved in, and they have no legal responsibility to answer any of our questions. And that, of course, is what Bernie Sanders and I have been working on, he in the Senate and me over in the House, to try to get legislation passed, and I think you've indicated that it ought to be a very popular thing to bring all these factions together and support our position. I can't imagine any American saying, well, yeah, create $400 or $500 billion or a couple trillion, and you have no responsibility. I think it should bring everybody together on this issue.
And is that H.R. 207?
1207.
Okay, H.R. 1207.
Right.
I didn't have the bill in front of me.
And then I should have the Senate bill number, but somebody could find that rather easily because we want to help Sanders get support for his bill as well.
Absolutely. In fact, I'll Google that and give that out after you leave us. Continuing with the economy, this is clearly entering depression level. The banks are doing what you said they would do. They're hoarding the money, buying up other good banks. CBS reported $250 billion of bailout money has gone to the Caymans alone, the biggest names out there. Bernard Madoff is keeping his $60 million penthouse and mailing gold and diamonds out of the country to his family that's run to South America. He's the founder of the NASDAQ. It turns out all these other big banks are involved in similar Ponzi schemes. Shouldn't we be having criminal investigations of these people instead of the very same banksters now telling us we're going to have a new bank of the world that we pay carbon taxes to?
Yeah, well, we should have minimal government, but even in a minimalist government, your government is supposed to deal with theft and physical harm and fraud, and that's what's going on, and that's what they ignore or protect. They're supposed to protect contracts, but they are interfering with contracts all the time and trying to tell people exactly what mortgage rates should be and interest rates should be and price fixing and all these things. But no, I think it's horrible what they're doing, and they're not addressing the subject that they should, and they should be prosecuting these people. These people should be in prison. But, you know, if you go back to Enron, when that company went bankrupt, it was a major event. And they claimed up here in Washington that the reason was if we needed even more regulation, we needed more SEC agents, and we needed more IRS agents. At the same time, he was convicted of fraud under Texas fraud laws, and he went to prison, and, you know, and that thing was cleaned up, and the market wiped out the value of the company because it had no value. But what was our response in Congress was to pass Sarbanes-Oxley, more regulations, which have actually contributed to some of the weakness in the economy. You just can't regulate away the mistakes that are made when governments are too much involved with community reinvestment acts and easy money that the Federal Reserve creates. Regulations cannot solve that problem. But your point, the purpose of the federal government should be, under these circumstances, to prosecute fraud.
Well, take the Securities and Exchange Commission testifying before Congress, what, almost a month ago. They declared presidential prerogative and executive authority, I guess under national security, to not talk about why for 9 years they were given private investigations detailing Bernie Madoff's crimes. And they kept saying to the Congress people, well, he hasn't been convicted. He hasn't pled guilty. You know, and they said, it's not alleged. He's admitted to this.
Yeah. And, you know, as bad as the executive branch is, so much of that responsibility falls on the Congress, too. I mean, we're so negligent to just allow the executive branch to run roughshod over us. But if we had some people in the Congress that would have a little bit of courage, now, they could deal with this and handle it, but no. If they said national security interests, you know, whether it has to do with torture and secret prisons and prison camps and, you know, all those kind of things, oh, national security, we can't interfere with that. So therefore, the Congress says nothing.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Specifically, sir, speaking of national security, Obama has said, Reuters headline, Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees under Bill of Rights, Constitution, or Geneva Convention. He's increasing the troops in Afghanistan. He's saying he's going to keep troops indefinitely, at least 50,000 in Iraq. Going back on that promise, he's declaring a lot of executive privilege that he criticized under Bush, and he's expanding the NORTHCOM 20,000 troops to patrol America. He's creating this quasi-governmental USAService.org. I mean, can you comment on those points of Obama? And many people are saying it looks like he may be worse than Bush on liberties.
Yeah, and I don't hesitate to make that point, especially if I happen to get on a liberal station that might be sympathetic with some of my views, but they still like Obama, and they're still hopeful. In a few places, I keep my fingers crossed, and I say, I hope you know, he does what he said he was going to do. But early on in Bush's administration, you know, he said we shouldn't be the policemen of the world and we shouldn't be involved in nation building like that bad guy Clinton. But then he went and did it even more so. I think your concerns are justified, because even though Obama was the so-called peace candidate, he was going to bring our troops home and end that war in Iraq, I'm afraid there's evidence now that shows that he's going to pursue the same foreign policy, which was my argument during the campaign, that no matter what happens, both major parties support the same foreign policy, the same monetary policy, the same welfare policy, and there's never really any change. In spite of that, I think it remains to be seen. Every once in a while, you'll see an appointment, at least one or two appointments that Obama has made, that you're hopeful that they will become more concerned about our civil liberties, but I don't think there's any reason for us to rejoice.
Well, I mean, he's bringing in all the very Clinton people who are the ones that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and others, the literal engineers of what's happening now with derivatives, and then they're up there grandstanding as our saviors.
Yeah, and they're pursuing all the spending and the secret tough stuff going on, whether it's with Treasury or with the Reserve. And the markets, in spite of how a lot of people think the markets don't know what's going on, the markets are pretty smart. So the fact that they're not responding, in spite of all this stuff the government is doing, every time the government comes up with a new program, the markets even go down more. So the markets are saying that they're not very happy with the bailouts, not going to solve the problem. And the free market people are actually right, because you need liquidation. You need the elimination of the malinvestment. You need to get housing prices down so poor people can buy them and get rid of these 19 million empty houses. You can't stimulate housing until these houses are bought. And so far, they haven't quite understood that.
All right, Congressman, with the 4 or 5 minutes we've got left, I want to blitz through some quick questions for you. I know when you were on Glenn Beck, he says, I've been looking at these camps. Is there anything to it? We have the Houston Chronicle admitting they built FEMA camps. We have the bill introduced to build more and then merge the police and local communities in with them. They have signed Pentagon directives, as you know, to use regular army. In Canada, they're announcing they're going to use the military. The Army War College says the military is preparing to engage the American people. And I know you're informed, because, you know, I've never talked to you about something that you weren't informed about. And so, you know, you did say on the show, well, the public's worried because Washington's out of control. But when John Warner Defense Authorization Act and some of the new executive orders that have come out, but also just Pentagon directives, I could pull them up, they're saying governors will be dual-headed federal officers. And now they have Marines at checkpoints looking for drunk drivers, you know, in California. Yeah. I mean, all of this is going on, sir. So can you specifically speak to the danger of NORTHCOM taking over, or is that not a problem?
No, I think it definitely is a problem. And yet, on a bright side, if we're looking for one, as you know, we've had 20 states now introduce resolutions say we're sick of the feds and we might have to talk about state sovereignty again. So there's a healthy reaction to this. But yes, we should be concerned. But because I deal with these people, although I know there's a lot of evil out there, I also know the average member of Congress probably isn't a participant in a grand conspiracy. They'll come along and they say, well, all we're doing is states are inefficient and private sources don't work. We got to provide housing, and if there's housing is on a military base, that's all we're doing. And a lot of them they'll buy into this and they'll accept it, even though others have other ideas on what's really going on. But the whole notion is so dangerous, even if it's all very well intended, is so dangerous. Because they want central economic planning, it doesn't work. So they need authority. They become authoritarians, and it's like, you know, what they do when they want to mold personal behavior. They have to police.
Well, Congressman, you hit the nail. You hit the nail exactly on the head. They're rolling this out like, oh, there'll be emergency medical centers at military bases and a brig for bad people, and the Army's going to have to maintain order when the government engineered this economic crisis.
Yeah, and a lot of people will buy into that. And then too often in the past, what happens is it gets too far along and it's hard to reverse. But what we have to do is look on the bright side and say, well, we have to inform people to know what their rights are, know what the Constitution says, know what the states can do. And I'm delighted that a few states now are standing up and they want to talk about nullification. You know, this is great stuff, and it's perfectly legal, and it's nonviolent, it's constitutional, and if our numbers grow, we can do it nonviolently and hope that we don't get to that point where all the guns are pointing, some Americans are pointing guns at other Americans. That would, to me, be the worst thing that could happen.
Congressman, in closing, what are other solutions? I mean, obviously, get behind the state sovereignty. The states created the feds. We can, you know, bring them to heel, have grand juries move for indictments of these criminal bankers for all their racketeering and Ponzi schemes. That's solutions. What are some other solutions? And barring those solutions, how bad do you think the government's going to wreck the world economy? How bad do you think it's going to get?
Well, I think it's going to be very, very prolonged. I don't see any rebound. Markets may come back up and that sort of thing. But to rebound, I would expect it to last every bit as long as it happened in the 30s. And the 30s actually ended up until after World War II, when finally the debt was liquidated. Then they, after World War II, they actually cut spending by two-thirds and they cut taxes by one-third. And we went back to work again. So it's going to be a long, long time, but now I think we live in greater danger because people are more demanding. They believe they have a right to their neighbor's property, and that's why, you know, there's, you know, liable to be violence. But I think we all have to be prepared. I think we should prepare our families, and I think financially, ultimately, they're going to destroy the dollar. I don't see anything wrong with people believing in the Constitution and following what they thought should be legal tender and owning a few gold coins and a few silver coins and knowing how to defend themselves. That's what the founders talked about. But to me, the most important thing is that we invest in promoting the right ideas and promoting ideas of liberty and promoting the rule of law and promoting our Constitution. Because I've said so many times in the campaign that if we did that, our problems would be solved rather quickly and nonviolently.
All right, you've got to go. I did have one question I forgot to ask. Iran, Israel is saying in their papers they may go ahead and hit Iran. Every strategist out there on the left and the right, you know, mainstream, says this could cause World War III. It will definitely cause major economic problems, and Iran might actually launch real attacks. I mean, how serious of a situation is that?
It is, and if we believe Obama, you know, he did make an outreach, was including the Iranians in some talks, and hopefully that is helpful. But it also might be his cover to say that, okay, they came in and they didn't do what we said, so therefore we did our very best, and now we'll have to use some other tactics and maybe, you know, acknowledge what Israel might do. I have no idea what's going to happen. I think the fact that we talked a whole lot about that in the last 2 years of the Bush administration helped have him back off from doing anything, or Israel backing off. Right now, it's up for grabs, but I believe if that does happen, a lot of violence is going to break out. Look, there's more violence in Iraq now than there's been for a year, and also Afghanistan is exploding, and we're bombing almost on a daily basis, a routine basis, into Pakistan, and we're just looking to spread this war, which, of course, I consider the real threat to us all.
Well, at the same time, you've been out there front and center. People now know the alternative of liberty. Folks can visit the Liberty Committee and get involved, or just Google the name Ron Paul. In closing, fire out a few of the key websites people can visit to get behind your bill to audit the Federal Reserve.
The best one is campaignforliberty.com, and you can go from there and support us on that issue, because the members of Congress and our senators need to know.
Congressman, we'll talk to you coming up in a month or so. God bless you, and say hi to the family for me.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, fantastic. There was Congressman Ron Paul.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
And changes taking place out at Lake Travis this Easter.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Austin, check your watch. It's 5 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Pope Benedict is celebrating Mass for Easter Sunday, the most joyous day on the church calendar, commemorating Christ's resurrection. Tens of thousands of people packed St. Peter's Square, where the piazza is decorated with yellow tulips, blossoms, and other spring flowers. And no one's saying where President Barack Obama and his family are going for Easter church services. Here's Jerry Bolander.
As the president attends Easter services today, his spokesman cautions against jumping to conclusions. Robert Gibbs says that while the president continues to look for a church he can join, the one he attends today won't necessarily be the one the president will continue to attend.
Obama hasn't attended public church services in Washington since taking office. Obama has sent aides to scout more than a dozen churches. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-567-5598. Ask about a free supply. 800-567-5598. That's 800-567-5598.
Millions of pounds of Chinese-made drywall was used in the U.S. during the housing boom because it was abundant and cheap. Now people are concerned that the wallboard gives off fumes that can corrode copper pipes, blacken jewelry and silverware, and possibly sicken people. Mike Lennon is the owner of Home Pro Systems.
It has some sulfur products in it, and it off-gases rotten egg, sulfur smell.
And the mood is more somber this Easter Sunday in central Italy, where earthquake survivors gathered for Mass in a covered mass tent. Rescue workers handed out traditional dove-shaped Easter cake to survivors of Monday's quake. The death toll is at 293, with more than 40,000 people displaced. And the government says Afghan soldiers and police killed 22 militants in another clash in southern Afghanistan. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-393-6184. 800-393-6184.
He's not getting an honorary degree, but the president is getting a scholarship program named for him. Here's Carlotta Bradley.
Stung by its decision not to award President Barack Obama an honorary degree when he speaks at commencement next month, Arizona State University says it will name a scholarship program after him. ASU President Michael has issued a statement apologizing for the confusion surrounding the decision and says the plan always was to honor Obama. Since the decision not to award Obama a degree was first reported early last week, the school has been criticized and mocked in various forums. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
And negotiations continue as a hostage crisis on the Indian Ocean enters its fifth day. U.S. warships are closely monitoring a lifeboat where an American captain is being held by Somali pirates who had attempted to hijack his cargo ship. The ship has safely reached port in Kenya with its crew, but the crew hasn't been allowed off yet. Here's Tom Malidi.
Officials say that the ship from Merck, Alabama, is being treated as a crime scene.
This crewman says it's been a tough ordeal, but he's been able to get in touch with loved ones.
Yeah, last night. So good.
And the CEO of Maersk Line Limited, John Reinhardt, says the crew of the Maersk, Alabama, remains focused on Captain Richard Phillips.
When I spoke to the crew, they won't consider it done when they board a plane and come home. They won't consider it done until the captain's back. Nor will we.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, and I appreciate our next guest holding the last few minutes. He's all over national television, VH1, you name it, one of the top comedians out there today, Patrice O'Neill. And the reason I wanted to get him on is I started getting reports and video clips sent to us, audio clips, from some of the biggest radio shows in the country of him on there promoting the Obama deception, explaining this isn't even about Obama. It's pointing out that Obama is owned by the same people and that we better deal with the elite. And so that's why we're really excited to have him on with us for the rest of the hour. Patrice O'Neill, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, sir. How are you? You know, right before I call, or right before you call me, I got a ring at my bell, at my doorbell, and it was very unusual, and I got a little nervous because I was on the Alex Jones Show, and a strange ring at my doorbell happened right at the time when you called. So I have to get my fear level down a little bit.
Oh, don't worry. The New World Order is not coming after you for that. We outnumbered them 1,000 to 1. First off, for folks who may not know who you are, I mean, they saw you, but when this is radio, they would recognize you from all the different television programs you're on. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your awakening to this whole globalist system, the elite, and why you're out there promoting the Obama deception.
You got to be careful in terms of, like, how I bumped into it. I was watching something else on, and the ad came up for the Obama deception. I'm really into, thank God for documentaries, you know what I mean? And thank God for the internet, because if I had to go to these libraries and stuff and just grab a book and try to, like, cross-reference and learn about this, it would be kind of impossible, right? So when I went to the Obama deception, The reason I said people, you gotta be careful, I guess, is like being black and having anything to say that might be wrong in terms of Obama is dangerous. You know, you walk around and you go, well, watch this documentary, man, the Obama deception. And, you know, as soon as you say that, oh, what is it? Oh, saying Obama. I go, nah, it's really not even about him. It's about the presidency altogether. It's about this new world order, and here's the problem. I believe in most things I hear about the new world order, most things I hear about the Bilderberg Group, most things I hear about the Illuminati, but I try to come at it in a way where is that me with rock and roll music?
We're about to go to break, sir. Stay there. Well, we're going to come back. Plenty of time to talk. We really appreciate Therese O'Neill being our guest on with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Okay. Very popular comedian Therese O'Neill is online with us. Very gracious to spend his time with us. I'm going to play a clip of him on Opie and Anthony coming in the next segment. One of the most popular shock jock shows. And we just appreciate him getting the word out and having the courage, because I saw all these Republicans worshiping Bush, just investing everything in their identities with him. Didn't matter then if he tortured kids. Didn't matter if they lied about WMDs. Didn't matter if they destroyed the Bill of Rights. They were committed to him. Well, then you get the first black president. He's sharp. He's nice. He says all the right things. I saw his globalist advisors. I knew what was going on. Then he got in. He went back on everything he said he'd do. And let me tell you, especially with black folks, you know, the pride. I know, as Priest was just saying, I mean, it takes a lot of courage, as KRS-One and Professor Griff and others have said, to try to explain to anybody who voted for Obama that, hey, this guy is suckering you. So you got interrupted by the break, sir. Please continue with your whole point about researching the New World Order, because you're absolutely right. I used to try to go to the library and cross-reference everything, and it would take hours. Now you can check everything so quickly. It's just amazing. Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, when I was watching the other day, I had watched the Obama deception, and then I watched Obama pick the 64 team for college basketball, the bracket, and I'm like, this dude is such a dude. Like, you can't not like the guy. He's like, you go, I like this dude. You know what I mean? And it's not saying, okay, I watched your thing and now I completely believe that Obama's the you know, he's down with the New World Order. But what your video did is what I like to do, is able to put another thought process in my head, and another way to not only put another thought in my head, but to actually understand, like, to have a place to think, because I would have never thought. Some of the things that I think now, in terms of, I didn't see that video, but what it did level to all of this in terms of the people, and one of it is, I think that you operate, and this is not a criticism, this is just for me in this short time trying to learn about this stuff, that you operate at the same thinking level as, say, the Bilderberg group. And what I mean by that is at the same intellectual level, at the same understanding. It's just that you're on the opposite side of these guys, but you have the understanding of the revolution and why that started, and the understanding of why World War One went on, why World War Two went on, the conspiracies behind the banking system, and a lot of the things that, dude, my brain had the capacity to know, but just never thought to know. My mind never thought to know that the federal banking system was not a federal system at all. It's a privately owned bank. That seems very typical to people. I guarantee that people that listen to your show every day, and you, that's just nothing. But to me, when I found that out, my brain started to hurt.
But sir,
and then I started to look at the GIVE Act, you know, H.R. 1388, and I went to InfoWars, and I'm looking for that, and I'm reading through this manifesto, and it might be that one little part that says they have to look into mandatory service. And I guess this whole little speech I'm making now is to say the difficulty, Alex, is how do you get people who don't know, don't even want to know, because you either got two things to do, read a bill or go get some ice cream. It's either you put your both feet in and learn about this entire system, about like watching the Obama deception led me to eugenics. Like what? Eugenics? What the what? And then lead me to, you know.
Stay there, Patrice. We got a long segment coming up. You won't be interrupted for about 15 minutes. This is riveting stuff. I got to have you as a regular guest if you'll do it. We'll also fire out some of your websites and contact. Stay there, because what you were just saying had my brain making all these connections. And that's how this works. Stay there, sir.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Final segment with our guest. Really appreciate Patrice O'Neill joining us. He's on with Jason Burmes. I think tomorrow night, or is it the next night? Yeah, tomorrow night. The Info Warrior from 9 to midnight. I'll be on for an hour then and hear more from him. And this is his awakening. He's got the courage. Guts is enough. Smart guy. He's looking at this, and he's asking the same question I'm asking. How do you reach out to these white yuppies or black folks, whoever? Because they're going to think you're saying, no, I want McCain. No, we're saying it's like a used car salesman trying to sell you two lemons. And one of them's got a better paint job. And all we're saying is you don't want to buy any car off this lot. You want to get to the real issues. And black folks, I've always found, have been the biggest hardcore fans of this radio show because they've been screwed a lot. They know about the man. They know about corruption. And now a lot of black fans I have are saying, yeah, Alex, we know you're right, and he is lying about stuff, but still, he's not bad, Alex. He's not bad. Fine. Obama, let's just say, is a wonderful guy, which he's not. He's very evil. I'll tell you right now, I've studied him. Very slick, very wicked, and he's betraying people. But how do we then reach out? But finish up the point, because I think what I got from you earlier is you're saying you're just going to plant seeds with people and get them to start thinking, so as they get betrayed more and more, they wake up. Say that in your own words and finish up what you were saying about black folks understanding betrayal.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like right now, can you imagine all this time where you feel like you're in some kind of fight and you've never had a representative for your fight? Now you have one. It was easy to say that the government was this and that when it wasn't your own anyway. We've never felt a part of it. Now, for some way, and you gotta understand, you gotta be understanding of the fact that if you don't know politics and you don't know things like that, you may think that now it's the black president, now it's on. There's some white people who think that too. But ultimately, black people, the toughest thing in terms of being a black person is to actually have a different opinion than the predominant black community. And to stand and say something, even slightly, like on stage I say, he's black, but he ain't Compton black. He ain't black. He ain't a dude from Chicago that he represents. He's an African. Matter of fact, Africans take him in more than black people. A lot of black people don't know that. And the thing is how do you, is like, because I'm a comic, I get to introduce people to that in a way where they don't have to listen to it. They don't have to. They can laugh at it. So you can do two things with what I do. You can laugh at it because I said it funny, or you can go, that's interesting, let me go check that out.
All right.
That's what I'm trying to do, and that's the. It's very difficult for someone black is to stand up and go. Even to say Al Sharpton is you're not a fan of Al Sharpton and you're black is because he represents black in a place that people feel is against black people. But what I say is that we're all one thing. And let me finish that. And I know I'm kind of going place, but one thing I notice about people who get killed in this world. Nobody who ever creates confusion and keeps people angry at each other and keeps people... When Malcolm X kept people separate, he lived a very happy life. When he saw that bringing people together and bringing everyone into some type of knowledge, he was killed. Gandhi the same way. Martin Luther King the same way. Jesus the same way. It seems like when you are... a person who pushes confusion and pushes anger and makes people separate and makes people think that it's a system that's against black and against it's a system that's against the masses. The masses are to stay confused, and if you're ever to bring light to the masses, that's when your life's in danger. You know, when people who are at the bottom start to go, wait a minute, hold on, let's find out where the door is of the person at the top. What's this Bilderberg group? What's this Illuminati? Once that starts to be real, then I think this will be a bigger movement than it is, because again, Alex, where I'm sitting, I'm in the middle. I'm intelligent, but I'm not informed with all of this.
But you're getting informed. You know what, Patrice? We've got another guest coming on. I know you're busy. I don't want to keep you much longer. But, Jason, you want to say hi to Patrice O'Neill?
Yeah, you know, I just want to thank him for going on a show like Opie and Anthony, which does reach out to an audience that we don't necessarily reach out to.
Yeah,
Alex.
Millions of people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of my friends are huge fans. You know, Patrice used to be on Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn all the time. He's on, you know, Best Week Ever all the time. He hosts these little YouTube shows. So he's a face out there that is going to reach an audience that is kind of at that dumbed-down iPhone level.
He goes on CNN, Fox, everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So we need more people like this to come out and talk about these real issues.
And he's got courage. I mean, this is a guy who's waking up to this. He's black, and he's got this amazing courage. I didn't see that from Republicans who just couldn't admit Bush was conning him because he was a white guy and looked like them. See, I mean, it's the same. People are all people. That's a saying. It's true. We all act the same. We think it's like sports teams. We think the guy that looks like us is going to represent us. But I was listening to who's the new guy on CNN, young black guy, Saturday show. Well, he has a show on XM, and I listen to it driving home a lot. And he had on this financial expert, and they were talking about how these mortgage companies ripping off black people mainly would call up blacks that had good mortgages, been paying their bills for decades, tell them, oh, we're a black company, really weren't, and have them go sign papers and rip them off using a black person to run the scam. So, I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. But, Patrice, any closing comments?
I just, you know, I appreciate it, man. I'm a fan of learning this kind of stuff, man. You guys got to, and again, like I said, I'm not going, Alex Jones is right. I'm just saying to people who are listening, I'm going, okay, he said this, I'm going to look it up, and some interesting things come up, you know.
But, you know, for a considered novice, Patrice, you talk a lot. You know? Yeah, I mean, he talked about Gulf of Tonkin. He talked about the Federal Reserve banking system on the show. He talked about Building 7 on the show. I mean, for a novice, well, it looks like you've already looked at it.
And that's the one thing, and I know you guys got to go, but one thing is that we argue a lot about logistics of certain conspiracies, but I like to try to get to the practical things. And that's what I'm learning how to argue is, okay, let's not talk about if the Germans actually sank the Lithuania. Let's talk about the timing of the sinking and what ultimately happened. We got in a war, and an expensive war. And I'm, cause people like to argue about whether, you know, that's Muhammad Atta's actual, you know, idea, his actual passport on the ground. It's like we get off into all those little things. And we need to talk about the basics, the climate, what is really going on. And, you know, and I appreciate you. I mean, you must get a lot of problems, Alex. So, you know, what you guys are doing, dude, is easy to take.
Well, we appreciate you. And it's D.L. Hughley. That's the
D.L. Hughley, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I've gotten to where I'm driving home. That's when he's on, like 6, 7 at night. I used to go home about 5, see the kids come back, and I listen to him, and you hear the callers going.
He's a well-meaning guy.
I'm not talking about him. He had a black financial expert on, and they were taking calls, and it was just, I listened for like 30 minutes, I think it was Monday, and caller after caller was talking about how a nice black voice would call up. They'd say, come down. They'd have black brokers, but it's working for a big global company, and they think, oh, this is nice black folks. I'm going to change my mortgage, and they were ripping them off. I mean, my whole point is a black guy will mug you, a white guy will mug you. And I'm telling you right now, Barack Obama, you know, just like all white people aren't evil, well, all white people aren't good either. Well, all black people aren't good. I'm telling you right now, Obama is New World Order and is selling this agenda. Well, listen, it's very exciting to have had you on, Patrice O'Neill. God bless you.
Thank you.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Mr. Kaiser, good to have you on with us.
Alex Jones.
Okay, Max Kaiser, so much is going on. Now, let's talk about the G20. They're trying to push for a new global monetary bank. The same bankers that engineered the crisis, they're going to save us by giving them more power.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, before we get to the G20, I thought I'd review for you the orchestration of the biggest wealth heist in history. Okay, you ready for this? In 2 or 3 minutes, I will relate to you about how the biggest wealth heist in history took place. Going back to the 9/11 attacks, at that moment, Alex, the rich people in America got really frightened because their notion was, oh, my God, the barbarians are here. And Alan Greenspan at the Federal Reserve Bank at the time, he took interest rates down to 1%. Now, interest rates are the fulcrum upon which the entire U.S. economy and the global economy functions. Now, when Greenspan lowered interest rates down to 1% after the attacks of 9/11, at the behest of the what you might call the elites in America, because when you have low interest rates like that, you can engineer incredible banking frauds and heists. And what we've seen since that time is the banking system first accumulate hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, of what we now call, or what we now know, are counterfeit bonds, stocks, in options, to the point where even Gordon Brown at the G20 meeting referred to this whole system as the shadow banking system. There is no doubt now, there is nobody hiding the fact that there is this huge shadow banking system. That's at least $20 or $30 trillion worth of trades that go on behind the scenes or totally unreported. This is why, Alex, when Geithner and these guys dump $5, $10, $12 trillion into these banks, it doesn't seem to improve the situation at all because they're sitting on $20, $30, $40 trillion of fraudulent trades. And this has all been building up since the 9/11 attacks. They artificially dropped interest rates down to 1%, which set in motion the dot-com bubble. When then that burst, but instead of there being a recession, it merely went into the real estate bubble. That built up to extraordinary levels. When that burst, now they're faced with how are we going to create a new bubble, and the new bubble is what we talked about at the G20. It's Gordon Brown. He's talking about the IMF. He's talking about a global currency, and this is how they're going to try to hide this $20 or $30 trillion or more in bogus counterfeit bonds and stocks by using now the IMF. The IMF is not going to be the new global slush fund of choice, and that's what we're seeing today. What does it mean to people on the street? To the average Americans, it means that they're not going to have money to borrow. It means the recession is going to get deeper. It means there's a depression coming. And it means that the bankers who have been basically using the system to confiscate all of this wealth are just getting better at it. And they're not about to turn around and start sharing that wealth. And what they would do if they were really interested in doing that is that they would raise interest rates, because higher interest rates are what you and me and the saver want. We want a return on our investment. We want a return on the money we have in the bank. We want a wage that makes sense. That's tied into a higher rate. As long as they keep rates artificially low, they can continue to put forth these incredible accounting frauds. And it was just
Max Kaiser, just to simplify it for people, Bloomberg now reports $12.8 trillion has disappeared in 6 months since October 3rd into a black hole. Senators and House members asked the Fed chief, where's the money? He says, I won't tell you. Meanwhile, they're still giving each other record bonuses. Rome is beginning to burn. 630-something thousand people unemployed in March alone, accelerating. All of this is just getting crazier and crazier. Meanwhile, the very banking institutions that engage in this Ponzi scheme, this counterfeiting fraud, as you rightfully put it, are running around smiling at the G20, saying that they're saving us. Where does all this go?
The black hole or the shadow banking system is still quite several magnitudes greater than this $11 to $12 trillion that they've already dumped into the system. And we're talking about multiple hundreds of trillions of dollars. And the it's a shell game. So they, as you know, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan stopping investment banks, they became commercial banks. That allowed them to be eligible for bailout money from the Fed. Then they bought a dying institution like Merrill Lynch, was bought by Bank of America, so they can get money from the Fed to bail them out. Merrill Lynch is still sitting on a huge multi-trillion black hole of debt. J.P. Morgan alone has $90 trillion worth of derivative contracts, and they won't tell you where they are or who the counterparty is. You know, that's another phrase you hear all the time. Oh, the counterparty. Are they at risk or not at risk? Well, the ultimate counterparty is you and me. We're the counterparty.
And let's be clear. Let's be clear.
No counterparty. Well, we're the counterparty ultimately at the end of the game. And how do they do that? Well, the end game is, as many people on your show have pointed out, massive money printing, high inflation, hyperinflation. So that's really when the true crisis begins. So when Obama says that, well, you know, we're learning our lessons now, and we don't want to repeat this crisis. They haven't even started the real crisis yet. The real crisis is when all this money finds its way into the general economy in the form of hyperinflation. The U.S. policies right now are the policies not of the 30s that they're trying to avoid, but of Weimar Republic of the 20s. Weimar Republic, to recover from World War I, introduced lower rates, high money supply, and basically the same policies that the U.S. are doing now. The result was hyperinflation in Weimar Germany. History tells us this. This is what is going to happen in the U.S. because they're doing the exact same policies.
Expanding on that, and you've been making these predictions for years, and now, unfortunately, they're coming true. 5 years ago, you were criticizing the derivative situation and calling it a Ponzi scheme. Now we're at that point. $12.8 trillion they expect U.S. taxpayers to pay back to offshore banks. And then, in a weird way, the central banks then get paid interest on allowing the government to loan money to the very banks. So they're going to get interest on the money we basically give them and then charge us interest. And the GDP is $13 trillion of the United States, and all these other countries are getting close to exceeding their GDPs in only 6 months of looting. So, A, how would we ever pay back to the foreign banks? We have to pay them back for giving them our money. Get your mind around that, folks. Will we be able to ever pay them back with a million new taxes? And then, B, how bad will the hyperinflation crises get, and when is that coming?
Well, the interest that Americans on average pay in the percentage of their income that goes to servicing the debt is in the 14 to 15%. I'll double check my figures. I know that it's up quite sharply in the last year and a half. And the trajectory of that number is going up quite quickly. So when the income of you and me and every American, when it gets to the point where you're putting 50 or 60 or 70% of your income to pay just the interest on your debt, then you have what Warren Buffett himself predicted less than 3 years ago. Warren Buffett himself said America is becoming a nation of sharecroppers. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about indentured servitude. And it's being engineered because, you know, the rich people, and you got to go all the way back to 1649, Alex. You know, in England, they revolted against the divine right of kings. Charles I was taken off the throne, and you had a parliamentary rule established, and it was the end of divine right of kings. Now we've got the divine right of hedge funds. The hedge funds think that they're God. They think Tim Geithner thinks he's God, and that he farts money, and he wants everyone to breathe in his fart money and think that that can sustain them. And let me give an example of something that's absolutely shocking. Just recently, the government went after UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland, and they said, you know what? We found you evading taxes and helping people to evade taxes. We're going to fine you $750 million. At the same time, AIG, through Geithner's plan, was getting a $5 billion cash injection from the U.S. taxpayer that went right into UBS's pocket. So the penalty that UBS had to pay for being caught in a tax evasion scam was to be gifted from the U.S. taxpayer $4.25 billion.
All right, stay there, Max. I want to repeat that when we come back. Max Keiser is our guest. And we're going to continue breaking all this down and talk about the big issue. How about we just arrest the bankers?
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Ever?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Max Kaiser, I apologize for making you wait 5 minutes when we invited you on here, but this is breaking, and I wanted to just get that on record. Again, Max, it isn't just about raising money. Suddenly, all over, the Marines are at DWI checkpoints, the Army's at mass shootings. Suddenly, they're putting liaison officers in all the major police departments in the Intelligence Bureau. This is slow-motion martial law.
Yeah, well, when you have an economy like America, which is 70% consumption and something like 10 to 15% military, you know, you got to give them something to do. You know, this is just the business of America is the military and consumption. So you've got huge health problems with overconsumption, huge economic problems, and you've got your military sitting in your backyard. Because the economy, it needs to be re-architected to reflect something else. This current economic architecture of America, of consumption and militarism, can be changed to reflect something else. It does not reflect any existential threat. There's absolutely no reason for the American economy to be consumption and militarism. It's just a choice made by those who sell consumer products and military products to create a country that buys military purchases and consumer products.
Instead, Max.
Loop for those people. But it doesn't have to be that way. There's nothing in the world that nobody, you know, the fact is America is 5% of the world population. The GDP is shrinking rapidly. It has a very high opinion of itself. Who really cares about it anymore? I mean, the other economies are growing faster. They're more interesting. They're more dynamic in Asia and the Middle East and Europe. You know, America thinks, you know, it's becoming kind of a forgotten country at this point because it just doesn't do that much anymore. You know, the athletes are all on steroids. The Olympics are fixed. The banking system's a fraud. Who really thinks about it? If you leave America, nobody talks about America anymore. Sure, Barack Obama is a very photogenic guy, and he's great in Europe, and they applaud him. But by this time next week, he will be, you know, forgotten. And people are going to be focusing on jobs, quality of life, and issues that are important within the economies here in Europe that do not feed into consumerism and radical militarization. That's not what the economy is based in.
Do you remember when the Pentagon wanted to create a hedge fund on when the next terror attack was coming to make money off of it?
Well, if you go back to John Poindexter, he introduced something called the policy analysis market, PAM, which is based on my technology, the virtual specialist technology, which you mentioned at the top of the show. It's a patented technology for making a market in events, such as outlined. And my original intent was to do something with Hollywood, but it got picked up by the Pentagon, and they launched this thing, or they tried to, called the policy analysis market, where people could buy and sell securities based on terror attacks. And my point at that time was that you're just encouraging terror attacks. It's like the people, you know, I don't want to get into the whole 9/11 thing, but, you know, people were making bets on exploding airplanes in the weeks leading up to 9/11. Obviously, that's true because the volume of bets against airlines that they were going to explode was increased 10 to 20 times. So it was no secret that people were making bets against them. What turned out to be they were making bets against themselves. But you see this type of moral vacuousness where these bankers are actually destroying themselves. They're destroying their own economy because they've become psychotic. The embezzlement and the fraud has run into levels that are not beyond just what Mike Milken did back at Drexel Burnham. It's become a whole other magnitude. You have Goldman Sachs, of course, very famously last year, sold bonds to municipalities while at the same time selling short those bonds, attacking their customers. You have the example of a company called Armor Plating, I think the name is. They make material for soldiers and U.S. soldiers in Iran and Iraq. They couldn't raise money last year because the hedge funds were selling the stock short. They were killing the stock. They were selling the stock naked, which means you're selling stock that doesn't exist. You're selling counterfeit stock. The company couldn't raise any more money. And as a result, of course, U.S. soldiers were in harm's way because the hedge funds thought that their profits were more important than the lives of the U.S. soldiers. And again, it's the divine right of hedge funds. It was in the company's called Force Protection, Inc.
Max Keiser, I interrupted you earlier. I wanted you to finish up with your new website dealing with changing the paradigm.
Yeah, changing paradigm is exactly right. The site is called piratemyfilm.com. It gives filmmakers a way to finance their films by pre-selling what I call gold copies to people who are then entitled to a percentage of any ad revenues that might be generated once the film is released to the pirate network. So I say instead of fighting the pirates, work with the pirates. Because the copyright so-called pirates, they're being vilified unnecessarily. All they're doing is stretching the limits of technology and challenging unjust copyright laws. And they're being, again, caught up in the military in the U.S., and it's killing intellectual property in the U.S. It's stifling creativity in the U.S. To have things on copyright law for 20, 30, 40, 50, lifetime plus 70 years is like having an intellectual lobotomy. And that's part of the reason America can't think its way out of these problems is because all the good ideas are locked up on corporate balance sheets. So I say this site, piratemyfilm.com, it gives filmmakers and creatives a chance to raise money for projects by pre-selling future ad revenue. And it's all based on my some of my previous designs on some of my previous websites. It's all I have up right now is a splash page, but I'm going to start to introduce more functionality in the very next few days.
All right, Max Kaiser, I got a lot of final questions I want to get to with you. You know, I talked about how bad will it get, but let's try to cover that. But first, Barack Obama. I see him just as a diversion and as a distraction that the establishment is using while the very same power structure outside of even his control just moves forward with their agenda. Your take on that?
Well, I've been on your show before, Alec. I made two statements that I want to revisit right now. In leading up to the Barack Obama election, I said, you know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to really come out and be critical of Barack Obama, even though the people in his cabinet look the exact same people as the Bush cabinet. But give him the benefit of the doubt. Now I've seen what I've seen, and it looks like he's totally in the pocket of Wall Street and these guys, and I'm absolutely flabbergasted because it doesn't appear as though he's really making any kind of moves to extricate himself from the iron grip of these financial oligarchs. It kind of saddens me. The other thing I mentioned on your show a couple of months ago was that there would be a run on the COMEX and the gold market back in December. That did not happen, but we did just get news that Deutsche Bank was involved in a massive manipulation on the COMEX in the past couple of weeks. So there's still a lot of fun and games going on in the COMEX, the gold futures markets in New York. There wasn't a run, as I predicted back in December, but there is a lot of skullduggery going on in that market.
So, well, to be fair, you said you thought it might happen, but they might be able to manipulate themselves out of it. I mean, the IMF just announced they're going to sell their gold to try to drive it down again. So it's like a beach ball they're trying to hold under. His website's MaxKaiser.com. Okay, going back to Max Kaiser right before we end the show. Max, specifically, you got linked up on Drudge and it made national news in the U.S. when you made the point on international media that global currency is the establishment, some of them want. The bankers want a new level of the Ponzi scheme. You made the comment that the United States would not put up with that.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, the U.S. dollar is a world reserve currency. The IMF is mostly made up of dollars in the U.S. influence, so is the World Bank. The fact that the U.S. has a world reserve currency gives it an incredible advantage in global commerce because it can effectively buy things on credit, and then when they have to pay out the credit, they just issue more currency. And that's the advantage of having a reserve currency. All other countries in the world, for example, if they want to buy oil, they first have to buy dollars because oil is traded exclusively in dollars. Gold is traded in dollars, and commodities are traded in dollars. So if any other country, like Japan, wants to buy oil, they first have to buy dollars. And that's what gives incredible support to the dollar. And the U.S. gets a commission on every single dollar. You know, that's a huge business for these bankers is the commission on dealing in dollars. So they don't want to get rid of that business. They don't want to share that business with anyone else. They don't want any other competing currencies. And they'll go, and you know, when Iraq was going to start trading oil in euros, that's when the U.S. went in, shock and awe. When Iran started talking about trading oil and gas in euros, oh, we're going to start saber rattling against Iran. You know, and China now saying, well, oh, we're going to start trading in something maybe other than dollars, and we're going to do all these bilateral deals, billions, tens of billions of dollars in bilateral deals in Africa using other currencies other than the dollar. And the question is, well, is the U.S. going to go in there and do some kind of military action in Beijing like they've done in other countries? And although it may sound at first blush a bit extreme, you think about a previous empire, which was England, when their counterparty, China, was not buying their goods, the English went in with their gunboats and started something called the Opium Wars. They got China hooked up on opium, addicted to opium, as a way to defend the British pound.
All right, Max Kaiser, we're going to end the main radio transmission there. There goes Max Kaiser. I'm Alex Jones signing off.
It's It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448.